What does it mean to be Canadian?
If I could sing you all over the world, I'd sing you to Paris and Spain, to the world's seven wonders and far Shangri-La, and places too many to name. I'd sing you, O Canada, true north and strong, some lines of Oh Say Can You See. And when I had shown you all over the world, I'd sing you back home here with me.
Hi, I'm Gary Anderson, and I'm Randy Toews. We're going to be talking about what does it mean to be Canadian? What is the Canadian identity? And we're both psychology instructors here at Camolson. And Randy has done some research into this.
That's right, Gary. This time, I interviewed people on the street in St. John's, Newfoundland about Canadian identity. But soon I learned that what really matters is Newfoundland identity. We talked about family, friends, and friendliness, and community, music, the land and the sea, along with a few other interesting traits that define what it means to be a Newfoundlander, or a Newfoundlander to be a
Okay, so here I am in St. John's, outside, well, near Tim Hortons, and I'm with?
Chris.
So Chris, tell me, when I ask you what does it mean to be Canadian, does anything come to mind?
Nothing comes to mind of being Canadian. It's just like being like everybody else in the world, but really not fighting much wars. Like, and all the wars are really overseas, so it's nice to be a Canadian.
Okay, so, great. So, well, how about being a Newfoundlander? Is that the same as being a Canadian, or is there something special or different about that?
And if you're a Newfoundlander, it goes by bye. If you're a Canadian, it says hey.
That's all I got to say.
That's it, eh?
That's it.
So listening to our first person here, Chris, I think it's pretty clear for him at least that what really is important about being Canadian is perhaps being a citizen of the world and not having to fight wars unless you're far away. Yet the really important thing is, as a Newfoundlander, it's the dialect. It's a different language.
Yeah, I think that people listen to themselves talk, and then they listen to other people talk, and they can hear the differences, and that gives them a sense of their identity. It gives them a part of their identity. It's called self-perception theory. If you don't really know how you feel about something, you look and monitor your own behaviors, and then you assume, hey, I helped that person, I must be a nice person.
Absolutely.
Hey, I talk like this, I must be a Newfoundlander. That must be an important distinction between me and other people.
I agree.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Petty Harbour, Newfoundland.
So, Sharon, what does it mean to be Canadian?
Well, like I said, I don't feel like I am Canadian. I'm Newfoundlander because I feel that the rest of Canada doesn't recognize us even as a province. Even Atlantic Canada doesn't recognize us as a province.
Okay, so what does it mean to be a Newfoundlander?
Very proud, and I love it. We have a totally different culture here than anywhere else.
So what is it that makes your culture? What's special?
Just the people itself, our attitude, to our outlook on life, the way we live here, smaller communities and whatnot, is all good.
Some people say the music's got something to do with it. Can you tell me about the music?
Oh, definitely. Our music has a culture of its own. I mean, you can't go anywhere and listen to jigs and reels like you can here. I mean, you know, we're totally different.
And what about the ocean? What's that got to do with being a Newfoundlander?
Newfoundland is surrounded by water. I mean, you can't go anywhere and you're right next to the water. I mean, you go out west in Canada, you don't get to see the ocean unless you're in BC. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people come here just for that.
So once again, we hear the fact that being Canadian is really not all that important, but being a Newfoundlander is really important and something to do with the people and the culture and the way of life. And perhaps the ocean has something to do with that as well.
In ethology, there's this idea that the landscape that you grow up in as a young child, you kind of, if you like, imprint on it.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, that always makes you feel comfortable. And that's the kind of landscape that you love the most. And as we're talking about identity, you identify with. So I think we're hearing that people, even though some of us who grew up with like lots of trees around, in Newfoundland, in areas there aren't as many trees, but that's the kind of land that a Newfoundlander would identify with.
I agree completely, Gary. In fact, just recently I was out in Montreal and I was talking to somebody who had done his graduate studies and just completed recently in Vancouver, who's originally from Toronto. And he couldn't wait to get out of Vancouver and get back to the East. He's now in Montreal. But for him, it's that, like you say, that sort of Toronto, Montreal, sort of big city landscape is what makes home for him. Whereas I had the exact opposite experience when I went out East to study. I couldn't wait to get back to the West Coast because this is really where I felt like I was at home.
Yeah, and it can be things like the weather as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the fall in the East, the trees turning. Lots of people that move out here from the East really miss that.
And
that's their sense of home is the vegetation, the trees, the landscape. And then when she was talking, I was thinking of the like the codfish. What is happening to the Newfoundland identity now that there's been no cod fishery for some years and it's not as large a part of the economy and the way of life? I wonder if that's going to change somehow or impact the identity.
I think it has to do nothing other than to absolutely change the identity because as the activity in the rural small towns, the ports, the fishing villages and that, it changes. So will the identity of the people because they're no longer doing the kinds of things that they used to do. As we'll hear a little bit later when we talk about hockey, part of the love of hockey, certainly in Newfoundland, is getting out in the ponds in that cold winter weather and experiencing it that way. As part of the love of that game and that part of Canadian identity.
And I haven't actually done a lot of study about this, but I wonder if there was a huge impact when they closed lots of the small outports and moved everybody to the larger cities. I wonder how the people that were moved from the outports in, how that changed their sense of self.
That's a good question, and I don't know if there's anyone studying that empirically or more casually in terms of stories of little villages and so on and so forth.
And I know that in some Native communities that have been relocated, the assumption is if we make a new community, all the problems will go away, but what actually happens is all the problems go with the community. So, you know, it's a complicated question, I think.
It sure is.
So here I am with
Kevin.
So Kevin, what does it mean to be Canadian?
Oh, well, you're free. That's the big part of it. And I have a sense of family values, I suppose.
Okay, so how about being a Newfoundlander?
Oh, well, that tops it all. You can't beat that. That's number one.
So what's essential about being a Newfoundlander?
Well, you get your freedom and you got your friends and... Well, when you walk down the road here, like you do here today, people say hi to you. You know, it's just a sense of respect that everybody gives you, and friendship, and things are not as fast-paced. You know, people take things one day at a time, and it's pretty good down here.
Excellent. How about music? What role does music play in Newfoundland identity?
Well, it sets you apart, don't it? You know, you got your people into your rap music and your jazz music, and well, down here in Newfoundland, we're all into Newfoundland music, and it's a big part of the Newfoundland culture, the music down here, and people see it just about everywhere they go. If you walk along Water Street here, you're bound to hear somebody playing it or coming out of a speaker somewhere.
So once again, we hear not a lot about Canadian identity, maybe a bit about freedom and family values. But when it comes to Newfoundland identity, you can hear them spark right up, and that's number one.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that if you talk to people from Quebec or from Newfoundland, they tend to identify more with the province, whereas I think across the rest of Canada, there's more of a sense of Canadian identity first and then provincial identity. So I wonder if the cultural, not isolation, but separateness of... like the French culture and the Newfoundland culture is one of the things that lends that strong sense of identity.
I think it does, and I think part of it is also political and historical, and that when we look at Quebec, for example, that as part of one of the two first Canadas, Upper and Lower Canada, and then later into Confederation, we see Quebec being a very distinct location, and of course the language and the culture exemplifies that and continues to today. Likewise, in Newfoundland, it being relatively recent into Confederation, I think there is still this very strong attachment to the Republic of Newfoundland, and you can hear that when talking to some people down there about you know, what it means to be a Newfoundlander.
It also seems to be coming through a sense of community. I mean, they talk about it's the people. I remember once some years ago, I did this little exercise in class where I asked students to name and talk about the most exotic place they'd ever been. And people are Hawaii and Fiji and the up in the Arctic. And one woman said, Esquimalt.
Huh.
And I was like, Esquimalt? Why Esquimalt? Oh, it's the people. I love the people of Esquimalt.
Well, there you go. And, you know, it's back to that idea about home that we were talking about previously, and the idea of the people and what really makes a place home. And I think that you're right. It's the sense of community, as Kevin had just said there, that it's, you can walk down the street and people will say hello to you. I think that's something that you can find in Esquimalt as well.
Oh, I mean, she was deadly serious, right?
Yes.
I found it hard to keep a straight face, but...
Well, a few years ago, I might have laughed as well, but now as a resident of Esquimalt, I'm not don't have such a bad attitude about it.
Phil from St. John's.
Okay, Phil, so what does it mean to be Canadian?
Not a clue.
Not a clue. How about being a Newfoundlander?
I love being a Newfoundlander. It's different, a lot more relaxed over here, you know, different than any other city I've ever been to.
Okay, so aside from being relaxed and somewhat different, what is it that makes it so different in your mind?
Mostly the people. I know I'm one of the people, but most of the people I know are really, really, really incredible. And I'm not from here originally, so you really notice it a bit more.
Where are you from originally?
Just Nova Scotia, Halifax. Yeah.
Halifax,
yep.
Okay. So how is it that Newfoundlanders and Nova Scotians are a little different?
I don't know. I guess we don't have as much to do in the day. So we tend to be a bit more relaxed. We have George Street, so that makes us, you know, a bit more relaxed as well on the weekends.
Okay. So how about music? What has music got to be with being Canadian or being a Newfoundlander?
Well, there's lots of original music here, but I don't really listen to it. But, you know, it's still nice to go out on George Street and see, like, all the local talent and stuff. Great Big Sea always gets everybody here going pretty good, so. And that's for a better time drinking, as best I can say.
Okay, thanks very much.
No,
have a good day.
You too.
Great. So once again, not much to say about Canadian, but he likes being a Newfoundlander, even though he says he's not originally from here.
Well, that's interesting that he's kind of taken on that identity, and also that part of his identity is not have anything to do during the day, so you can be relaxed.
Yeah, very much so. When I caught up with this fellow, he was working for a car rental agency, and so I think he was looking for somebody coming around the block with a car. So I think he was doing something, but I'm not sure how much.
So here I am with?
My name is Wally Upward from St. John's, Newfoundland. What it means to be Canadian? I guess it depends to a certain extent with me being situational, because I'm quite a Newfoundlander too, as such. So if I were traveling throughout Canada, I think my Newfoundlandness would be more predominant than my Canadian. And then it depends on where I'm traveling overseas. Canadians certainly have a really good reputation. I've been to about 70 countries. But yet, go to places like Portugal and tell them you're from Terra Nova, and it has a huge impact on them, as opposed to saying you're Canadian.
Okay.
So, but I'm very proud to be both.
Okay. So.
My iguana.
It's your iguana. Wow. So, anything special about being from Terra Nova or being a Newfoundlander?
Well, I think there's an island culture that developed. Well, I mean, it's only a little over 50 years since we've been Canadian. Both my parents weren't Canadian born, or you know, they were Newfoundland born. And I remember one of my friend's grandmothers, when they came in, she was about 90 years old, and she was talking about her young days, and she said, "Oh, I had this lovely friend I worked with years ago. She was a Canadian lady." This was only 4 or 5. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm being ripped apart by a lizard here in St. John's.
Okay.
So once again, the idea that we're talking about earlier about home and what really is home. When traveling across Canada, Wally says that his Newfoundland identity becomes very strong, but when he travels abroad, his Canadian identity comes to be a lot stronger, as we're talking about earlier.
And I think this is a good example of situational versus dispositional kind of thinking. When you first start teaching students about psychology and you ask, why does somebody do something? Why does somebody have that identity? It's always dispositional. It's always because of qualities and traits that they have. But in reality, a lot of our behavior is determined by the situation. So if you're traveling across Canada, you're from Newfoundland because that's what's distinctive. But if you're in Portugal, you can be Canadian.
Absolutely.
So it's the situation determines at what level your sense of identity is.
Mm-hmm. So when I'm in Quebec, I'm from British Columbia, but when I'm in Victoria, I'm from Esquimalt.
So do you have anything you want to add to Canadian identity or Newfoundland identity?
Well, with regards to Newfoundland identity, it's being able to reach out far and wide, definitely to Vancouver Island and as far north as Iqaluit. Okay. So basically, we want to see people come into St. John's, very hospitable, and people just love it here.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And your name was?
My name is Derek Wicks from St. John's, Newfoundland, and Labrador.
And Labrador. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Well, that man is very inclusive. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only does he include all the different areas of Canada in his identity, but he's not just from Newfoundland, but Newfoundland and Labrador.
Very clearly, as I had to echo that when I heard that, because no one else that I spoke with out there actually included Labrador, but it was very important to him.
It'd be interesting to see what people from Labrador would say about being Newfoundlanders.
I think it would be, and certainly while I was out there last year in St. John's, I ran into people from other places across Canada and asked them about Canadian identity and got some slightly different responses. One that was perhaps not all that different from this last one in terms of the far and wide aspects of what Derek had said was from this young guy named Jasper, who is originally from Squamish, and he was traveling out there from the West Coast.
Okay, I'm here with
Jasper.
And where are you from, Jasper?
BC.
Okay, so what does it mean to be Canadian?
Freedom. Having fun. Working. Smoking dope. That's about Canadian as you can get.
Okay, so here you are in St. John's, Newfoundland. Where about in BC are you from?
Squamish.
From Squamish. So you got coast to coast. What is Canadian to you? In terms of what you've seen, you see a lot of things about freedom and so on. You've been traveling. Anything else jump out for you in terms of what it means?
Resources. Tons and tons of resources. Tons and tons of friendliness. Lots and lots of friendliness. That's what pops out all across Canada. So.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure. You have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Ciao.
So Jasper, a little bit comical there in the last couple comments that he said, but I think quite clearly he talks about the friendliness of people. And so whether we're talking about a small community here in Newfoundland or in Victoria or somewhere else across the country, that as he's identified, it's the friendliness of people and travelers and others, strangers who come through, get brought in with open arms. The other thing that he quite clearly mentions is resources and the fact that this country is so very large and has such a huge number and volume of all incredible natural resources.
Yeah, well, I have to go back to the legalizing marijuana because when you ask, you know, Canadians, what does it mean to be Canadian? You say, well, not American. And that's going to be, at this point, one of the big differences, the U.S. war on drugs versus Martin's attempt to bring in legalizing marijuana in Canada.
I think that's a good point, Gary, because as many other people have mentioned here and I think elsewhere, that freedom is a big part of being Canadian. And clearly, you know, the land of opportunity and liberty that we see south of the border is in many ways anything but, with the incredible restrictions on travel in and out of the country and other laws like the war on drugs and so on and so forth. And so if we really are as free as people ideally see us as, that's certainly something that we'd have to pursue as a nation, I think, along with things like same-sex marriage and other such things.
Yeah, I think that it's ironic that in Canada there seems to be a lot more personal liberties than in the U.S., even though in the U.S. that's kind of what they see themselves as an identity.
Yes, I think it's really quite ironic, isn't it?
Okay.
My name is Krista, and I'm from Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. And my feeling on Canadian identity is that I'm very much a Canadian, being born in a Newfoundland that was, of course, part of Canada. It's a very foreign concept to me, personally, that Newfoundland would be anything but part of Canada, albeit the youngest province that we have, not including the territories. But it's a great feeling, and I think that having had the opportunities that I did growing up as a child to travel to various parts in Canada and have many friends from various other provinces, it's very much a feeling of unity. And I don't in any way, shape, or form feel left out or discluded in any way because of the isolation factor of being an island. Although I do know that in my very own family, I still have great relatives, great aunts and great uncles that still won't fly the Canadian flag and still fly the Republic. So, I mean, it's definitely a new thing. But for me, no, definitely Canadian 100%.
So they fly the green, white, and pink flag?
That's right, the Republic flag, yeah.
Okay, so what does it mean to be a Newfoundlander?
Well, that's the best part of it all, really. It just means that, you know, we live in a real utopia here, and I hope that the rest of the world doesn't find out about it, quite frankly, because I think it's great. Being a Newfoundlander means that you know where you come from, and no matter how high or how low you go, you don't forget that fact, and it helps to, you know, a Newfoundlander isn't just a man or a woman or a girl or a boy or an artist or a singer or anything. I mean, you're a Newfoundlander, first and foremost. And I think that's a spirit. It comes from... just coming from a land of hardship where, you know, if you didn't lean on your brothers and sisters and your community, you really wouldn't survive. And I think it's just an understanding of, you know, just being tough. There's a certain toughness about it. I don't mean tough as in, like, bullying. I mean tough as in just being able to take it, you know, what the world throws at you. We can just take it with a smile, and we're the first to laugh and joke about ourselves, you know. It's fine.
That's great. Thank you.
Well, the first thing that strikes me is that she's a very proud Newfoundlander. And yet she doesn't have a very strong Newfoundland accent. I think that's quite interesting because some of the other people that we've heard have very strong Newfoundland accents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering why that is.
That's a good question. Well, clearly, I think it comes through here and elsewhere in the same interview. She is quite clear that she's a performer, an actress, a singer, songwriter, a musician, and that perhaps with her work in the arts, she's been out away from Newfoundland more and has altered her dialect coming from Cornerbrook originally.
Right. So I guess some of the things we said earlier about your language being part of your identity isn't always necessarily true, at least in her case.
I suppose so. But she also, I think quite interestingly enough, was among these individuals, was perhaps the one that had the strongest to say, things to say about being Canadian. And perhaps that she is able to maintain her very strong Newfoundland identity through the things that she does, her sense of community, her sense of commitment to the values of being a Newfoundlander and living in the hardship of the environmental conditions. Yet she also has been able to travel elsewhere in Canada and to become more of a Canadian outside of Newfoundland and to take on that identity as well.
So you can have more than one identity, as we've said many times. I also thought it was interesting that she brought up the point of, like in psychology, it's well known that if you want to bring the group together, one of the ways to do that is to manufacture an outside threat. Mm-hmm. And so the sense of being tough, the sense of hardship, the economic conditions, the weather conditions, those kinds of things in Newfoundland, I think, also lead to a sense of group identity.
I think really strongly so. And as Phil was mentioning earlier there, I think somewhat joking about Newfoundlanders and Nova Scotians having not much to do during the day, I think that really speaks to that idea of the economic hardship that many in the eastern seaboard have had to endure for a large number of years. Now, clearly now, things like Hibernia and other of these major projects are coming up, and they're starting to finally, with the recent deals with Ottawa, get some of that recognition financially and economically back into the district. And so perhaps, as you know, we were speaking briefly earlier, with the decline of the smalling villages, that the fishing villages, as oil and other sorts of things are starting to pick up within the region of Newfoundland, Labrador, and Nova Scotia, that this will change their identity. And this idea of being the sort of the downtrodden poor sibling of Confederation may change very much, and as that starts to change economically.
Yeah, I think you're right. The other thing is that lots of these people that have been talking never used the word, but what kept coming back to me was the term roots, mm-hmm. going back to your roots.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about going home and your roots. And so, I mean, it is a sense of like, roots on a tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
The foundation from which you grow.
Mm-hmm. And so it is that rock, in this case, where the roots are set in, and it's very difficult to transplant those roots or to remove them, as they're just so intertwined with the substructure of the terra nova or whatever. So that depending on where you live, that I think that, as we spoke earlier, that sense of home really is rooted in the geography, in the place in which we grow.
Mary Lou, and I'm from Toronto.
So Mary Lou, what does it mean to be Canadian?
What does it mean to be Canadian? It means to be, I guess it means that it's pretty proud to be Canadian. I wouldn't want to be anything else.
Okay, so you're from Toronto. How about being an Ontarioite or a Torontonian? How does that mean to you?
I'm actually not from Toronto. I'm from Northern Ontario, and that means a lot to me. Toronto is a pretty busy place. Much prefer to be, you know, away from the city and that kind of thing. But I'm, you know, pretty happy to be from Ontario. That's for sure.
Okay, so how about being a Northern Ontarian?
Well, that goes without saying. Northern Ontario people are just unbelievably friendly, and it's just a great place to grow up and. You know, people there are pretty terrific.
So here we have Mary Lou from Toronto, but not from Toronto. And so perhaps like everywhere else across Canada, it's if you come from Northern Ontario, it's not Toronto.
Well, yes, and it's the situational thing again, because probably lots of people don't know the small town that she was from in Northern Ontario. So when you asked her where she's from, she would say Toronto. But when she realized that she could be more specific, then she immediately became loyal to Northern Ontario.
I think so. And so again, back to that comment about the roots, it's clearly her roots are in Northern Ontario. And when, you know, I ask her about this, well, you know, you can hear her brighten right up, and then she's really excited to talk about Northern Ontario and the friendliness and the small town and the nice place to grow up. Yet I suspect that currently she's working in Toronto and would rather be in Northern Ontario, but that's where the work is.
And the way of life becomes such an important part of your sense of identity. I was listening on the way in an interview with some refugees in a Burmese refugees from Burma in a Thai refugee camp, and one of the women was saying that a lot of the kids are growing up now, and they don't know our culture, they don't know our way of life, and for her, their way of life was knowing how to raise rice and grow rice, mm-hmm. and that was so much a part of their identity that. A bit that knowledge and practice of growing rice.
This is it. And so it's that connection to the earth in one way or another that really gives that sense of culture and identity, because the culture is about maintaining that relationship, whether it's food or shelter or whatever, play, that
or
we have to.
Hockey on the outdoor pond.
This is it.
I'm Kevin from Regina.
Okay, Kevin, so what does it mean to be Canadian?
I guess it means not knowing you're Canadian.
Okay. Anything else beyond that?
Not really. You have to have a love of your country and know that we're different from the Americans.
Okay. That's something I hear a lot of.
So, Kevin says that being Canadian is not knowing you're Canadian. What do you think of that, Gary?
I don't think that Canadians... The reason that Canadians always say... what does it mean to be Canadian? I'm not American. Mm-hmm. I think that there isn't that as strong. I think that the sense of identity is more infused. So as you've put it before, it's like a fish doesn't know that it's swimming in water until it's out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So Canadians, I don't think necessarily always think a lot about what it means to be Canadian until they actually go someplace else.
Yes, I think as Wally was saying earlier, that when he travels to Europe or Belize or wherever, that's when his Canadian identity really becomes strong. Yet when he's at home, he's a Newfoundlander in terms of the more regional or local identity comes through more strongly.
I was just the age of 16 when I first went on the drive. And after 6 months hard labor, at home I did arrive. I courted with a pretty girl. It was her who caused me to roam. Now I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I eat when I am hungry.
and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam.